How to Avoid Hackers Trying to Brute Force Your Password, by Lucas Nolan on November 25, 2021. According to a recent analysis by Microsoft, hackers are extremely unlikely to attempt to brute force attack user passwords longer than 10 characters. 77% of brute force hacking attempts were on passwords with 7 or less characters, according to the study. The record reports that according to data collected by a number of honeypot servers set up by Microsoft, most hackers that utilize brute force attacks attempt to guess short passwords, with very few attacks attempting to target credentials that are over 10 letters or contain complex characters. A brute force attack is a method by which attackers try various combinations of letters and symbols to guess a user's password. Ross Bevington, a security researcher at Microsoft, commented, "I analyzed the credentials entered from over 25 million brute force attacks against SSH. This is around 30 days of data in Microsoft's sensor network." Bevington, who works as head of deception at Microsoft, commented, 77% of attempts used a password between 1 and 7 characters. A password over 10 characters was only seen in 6% of cases. Bevington noted that only 7% of the brute force attempts that he analyzed included a special character. 39% had at least one number, and none of the brute force attempts used passwords that included white space. This analysis suggests that longer passwords including special characters are largely safe from the majority of brute force attacks as long as they have not been leaked online. Bevington said that based on data collected from more than 14 million brute force attacks attempted against Microsoft's honeypot servers, attacks on Remote Desktop Protocol, RDP, servers have tripled compared to 2020, with a rise of 325%. Stats on SSH and VNC are just as bad. They just haven't changed that much since last year, Bevington said. By default, solutions like RDP are turned off, but if you decide to turn them on, don't put stuff straight on the internet. Remember that attackers will go after any brute forcible remote admin protocol. If you must have yours accessible on the internet, use strong passwords, managed identity, MFA. Read more at the record here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.